after an 8-month search that included 200 candidates, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston has chosen its new director, taking over from the longtime director, Ann Hawley. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the new director, Peggy Fogelman, and her past connection to the Gardner.
Fogelman will be the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum's 5th director. She says her relationship with the Boston Institution grew when she studied art history at Brown University. But Fogelman has a more personal connection. She says her young nephew grew up in Brookline and participated in an educational school program that exposed him to the Gardner.
I would say that my ability to drag him to museums throughout his youth with very little resistance is a direct result of his Gardner experience. So I already have something to be grateful to the museum for, in that it gave me the opportunity to share museum experiences with my young nephew, who's now in college.
Earlier this year, Fogelman served as acting director at the Morgan Library and Museum in New York. Before that, the 54-year-old oversaw collections at the Morgan and worked at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Peabody Essex Museum, and the J. Paul Getty Museum.
I've dedicated my entire career to the intersection of art and people, and one of the things that has always impressed me is how genuinely and sincerely it's been dedicated to visitors and the visitor experience.
That's really our challenge at the Gardner Museum. It's every museum's challenge, but we think Peggy is the perfect leader to help us meet that challenge.
That's Gardner Museum Board of Trustees President Steve Kidder. He says Fogelman's education, curatorial, and administrative experience made her the right person to follow the woman who's run the Gardner for a quarter century.
Ann Hawley leaves us with this remarkably strong foundation. We have the beautiful new building. We've completed our capital campaign. And what that means is that it really now becomes all of our collective obligation to take the museum to that next level.
The board's selection to succeed Ann Hawley was unanimous. That's no surprise to Lawrence Ricciardi. He's Board of Trustees President at the Morgan Library and Museum and got to know Fogelman well while she served as acting director.
She is extraordinarily self-possessed. She's centered. She's a listener. She is not a pushover. If she feels strongly about something and one doesn't agree with her, she will argue quite persuasively for her position.
Ricciardi also calls Fogelman extremely collaborative and creative. In fact, he says when the Morgan started its search for a new director, he asked her 3 times if she was interested.
And in a very thoughtful way, she said no. And she had to be persuaded to take the acting director job, which she did brilliantly. So I'm not surprised that she was high on the list of headhunters and other institutions.
And Ricciardi says he's going to miss Fogelman. A lot of people will miss director Ann Hawley when she steps down from the Gardner Museum at the end of the year. Peggy Fogelman acknowledges the legacy her predecessor leaves behind and hopes to live up to the standards set by the museum's sharp, sophisticated founder, Isabella Stewart Gardner.
Who also was very irreverent toward convention and curious about everything and a big Red Sox fan. And so it's that spirit of adventure and fun that also is part of the legacy that I know very much helped shape Anne's tenure and will no doubt help shape mine as well.
Fogelman says it's too early to lay out a solid game plan for her tenure before getting to know the Gardner Museum staff and the Boston community. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.